an awareness platform is one that is going to get you in front of strangers. It is going to allow more people to see that you exist. You earn their trust and you get them to follow you and or pay you immediately for a low price digital product.
Hey, it's your host, Abigail Pumphrey, and I'm on a personal mission to help more small business owners become financially free. I like to nerd out on all things business, marketing, and most definitely the numbers. I'm talking all the lessons learned as I turned a layoff into a seven-figure online business. I like to share it all, and no conversation is off the table. We talk actionable strategies, biz challenges, and all the things life throws your way. Grief, anxiety, loss, and resilience are all topics you'll find here. So grab a cup of coffee and settle in because you're listening to the Strategy Hour podcast, brought to you by Boss Project. Want to learn exactly step-by-step how to get paid to generate leads in your business? I've kept these details to myself for far too long. I'm ready to spill everything and give you the exact steps that help me generate tens of thousands of qualified leads and millions in low-ticket digital product sales. I won't just show you what I did, but teach you how you can do it too. I'm talking not just how to create low-ticket digital products, but also showing you how to use them strategically to generate leads for your other existing or future offers. I'm sharing it all at bossproject.com/jumpstart, including exactly how I made $8,033 and generated 277 leads my very first month selling digital products. Find out more at bossproject.com/jumpstart. How much are your ideas worth to you? Get unlimited computer backup for you or your business with CrashPlan Professional. CrashPlan takes data preservation seriously. They understand that data is not just bits and bytes. It's your valuable IP, innovations, and ideas. Visit CrashPlan.com/BossProject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. CrashPlan has options for individuals and businesses who want reliable, secure backup services. CrashPlan works efficiently in the background while you work encrypting and sending all your new or changed files up to their secure cloud every 15 minutes. Get 24/7, 365 protection. CrashPlan makes it simple to restore some or all of your data. And with unlimited version retention, CrashPlan can be your ultimate rewind button. Don't let data disasters slow you down. CrashPlan has your back and keeps you moving. Go to CrashPlan.com/BossProject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. That's CrashPlan.com/BossProject for 50% off your first year. Back up better with CrashPlan. There are so many things you could do to market your business online. And you could absolutely spend every waking hour of every single day pursuing all of them. But I want to give you some really practical ways that you can maintain your marketing in under an hour a day, just 5 days a week. Now, if you are new, yay! Welcome. I'm so excited to have you. Be sure to hit the subscribe button. I would love to have you as a regular listener. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. And if you haven't yet already, go follow me over on Instagram. You can find my profile. It should be linked below. But if you're not seeing it, head over to Boss Project on Instagram. And then my personal profile at Abigail Says is linked in the bio. Now, there are a million and one reasons why you would want to really limit and reduce the amount of time you're spending on marketing in your business. I don't know about you, but I have a lot on my plate. Even though I run this business and for sure less than full time, probably 35 hours a week right now, I've done it in 12. I've definitely had different seasons where I've worked 20 hours a week. Right now, it's just under full time, but I'm bouncing between internal meetings and brand partner meetings and traveling and coaching and planning and creating. And I knew that I needed a system that I could maintain during this busy season. And I love being busy. So I'm not here to glorify busyness. I think there's a lot of being busy for the sake of being busy, but I don't really like to sit. Like, don't get me wrong, I love to veg on the couch and watch a good TV show at night. But for the most part, I want
to be pursuing new things all the time. I want to be trying new things and leveraging new ideas and working with clients and working on collaborations. I want all of that. But if that's the case, if I want to pursue all of those things, marketing tends to be the kind of thing that gets put on the back burner or gets deprioritized, when in fact it may be your primary, if not only, way you're actually bringing in sales. And if it is how you're bringing in sales, like, why are we putting it last on the list? Why are we waiting until the very last part of the day to give it its purpose? Now, this isn't to say, I personally love writing in the afternoon, so I'm not saying don't do it later in the day. If that's when you work best, great. But I'm saying in terms of priority, like, if you're constantly looking at it as optional or something you can just walk past, you're missing out on a huge opportunity. You have so many ways that you can reach people, and now more than ever, you have access to free and organic ways to get impressions. And even 10 years ago, 20 years ago, things were so hyper-local that you were just focused on word of mouth because that was the thing that was going to grow your business. But right now, being online is your biggest opportunity for growth. And I think we are taught that there's limits to what's possible. And the only way to go past those limits is to put dollars behind it. And that's not necessarily true. You can go really far and reach a lot of people without paying a dime. But how do you do this? How do you make it a priority? What are the things you focus on if you are really talking about maximum impact with like the least amount of effort? I'll tell you, this is what I would do. This is what I am doing. These are the exact strategies I'm utilizing in my own business to maintain my marketing. And I'll tell you where it flexes up when I have more time or when I want to put more emphasis there. But when I'm just like in maintenance mode, these are the things that I'm working on. So the first thing is first, you need to identify and commit to an awareness platform and a nurture platform. Now, if you're just getting started with this, I suggest one for each category. As you master one, you can add on, but keep in mind that when you add on, if you want it to continue to grow, you have to maintain what you've already been doing and do more. You don't get to just like set something down and let it go if you expect it to keep performing at the same rate. So I love picking one of each. So what's an awareness platform? An awareness platform is one that is going to get you in front of strangers. It is going to allow more people to see that you exist. You earn their trust and you get them to follow you and or pay you immediately for a low price digital product. And then nurturing them, they are on the equivalent of a list, whether that's on social or on an email list, and you are continuing to educate and provide value to ensure that at some point that they convert. Obviously, we want to convert the most people the quickest we can. And so with more emphasis on awareness, you're definitely going to get further faster. But let's talk about the differences. So awareness platforms, as of 2024, like what's available in the marketplace. And I'm not saying these are all of them, but these are definitely the most popular ones that I'm seeing specifically for small business owners. So awareness platforms include Instagram, Reels specifically, TikTok, YouTube, and YouTube Shorts. Okay. Those are all, in my opinion, the most primary ways to utilize and get in front of new people for awareness. You definitely could utilize something like blogging because you can get free and organic impressions from Google. It is not necessarily a quick return though. You may spend months on that strategy before you see the payoff. And so if we're talking about quick in, quick out, Instagram Reels, TikTok, YouTube Shorts. Okay. Now, a nurture platform would be one where you can really maintain that relationship and ideally actually have one-on-one conversations in addition to talking to a group. Now, there's different ways you can do this. For sure, on TikTok, you can do some of that in the comments, but most of the discovery is first-time discovery. Most of the people are going to see you on the For You page. It's awareness. Like, it's harder to consistently nurture those people. You're going to have a much easier time nurturing over on something like your Instagram posts and stories. So like, if you wanted to just focus on one platform, you could absolutely focus on Reels for awareness and posts and stories for nurture. You can also use an outside platform. You do not have to just use social. So other great examples of nurture platforms include an email list. Love me an email list. I email my list every week. Or something like a podcast. A podcast is definitely going to have the most startup time to get it up and running and maintaining it. And there's also costs involved. So if we're looking for cheaper free, if it were me, I would say Instagram plus email list, but you can decide what makes sense for you. You need to pick one of each, max three, but only add three if you've already mastered one and you're ready to add another strategy and maintain what you've already built. My focus on like a daily regular basis is Instagram Reels and Instagram Stories. Obviously, I'm still producing the podcast and I'm still emailing my list, and I'll talk about how I include those in my strategies. But those would fall outside of maintenance tasks. Like, those are theoretically extra and take consistently more time. But for sure, Instagram is an easy way for me to hit daily sales activities. So the things I'm focusing on to consistently maintain my marketing include one reel and 5 to 10 stories. And I know I've heard some pushback from people that are like, oh, that's like so much content. And I get that it can feel like it is, but once you start doing this, you're really going to understand the rhythm that it takes and start to see what's working. And once you know what's working, you can do more of what's already working, and you're not necessarily creating new all of the time. It may look like it on the outside, but you're really not. You're kind of rinsing and repeating the same strategies. And the second and third and fifth and 12th time you do something, it's only going to get more and more efficient. So I am doing one reel 5 days a week. That's the goal. And 5 to 10 stories. And I'm sometimes doing way more than that. Okay. I'm not denying that I will sometimes post 3 reels and sometimes post more stories. That's not necessarily going to expand your effectiveness. So I don't want you to necessarily think that's what it'll do. If I do more reels, it may get me in front of more people, but not necessarily. I've been testing like what's the ideal, and as long as I stay consistent, it doesn't totally seem to matter. And sometimes my reels will get all their views like very quickly within the first 24 hours. But lately, the longer I've maintained the strategies utilizing Instagram, the more I'm seeing older content continue to get a ton of views months later, which I know people will say that like it doesn't, like posts die after a certain period of time. And that's not necessarily true at all. So I don't know where they're getting that data from. It's probably coming from someone who isn't actually maintaining that as a strategy. But we really want to do more of what's already working. So to start, it's going to take you a while to get into the rhythm. And if you want like a full breakdown of how I'm marketing on Instagram and monetizing that audience, I'd love to give that to you. I have a full breakdown. You can find it at bossproject.com/playbook. I'm sharing all of the strategies I'm utilizing on that platform to grow my audience, grow awareness, and convert as many people as possible from cold immediately into a buyer, and then continue to nurture the people that don't convert immediately so that they will at some point. Bossproject.com/playbook for that. Now, what I will say is in the beginning, you do have to just try a lot of things. And say we're using Instagram as the awareness platform and we're doing reels. You are going to have to try a lot of different styles, a lot of different hooks, a lot of different methods. And I definitely would love to share more of what's already working. I have 22 like viral Instagram reel hooks inside Instagram Profit Playbook, which you can find more at that link I mentioned. But you have to start trying it. And then over time, you can start to see what's naturally getting traction. And what do I mean by that? I don't necessarily mean posts that are getting the most views, though there typically is a correlation there. But I significantly depend on analytics. And I am looking at what is driving the most engagement. Now, for my reels specifically, I am doing things that are calling people to action by commenting. And when they comment, I'm sending them a link in the DMs to like take the next step. But because I am optimizing for comments, I will look at what posts are driving the most comments. And then what's counterintuitive is you should do pretty much exactly more of what's already working. I know when you think about that in other areas of your business, you're like, okay, so like similar. No, I mean like sometimes exactly. Like I will reuse a verbatim caption that I posted a couple weeks ago or 2 months ago. I'm not rewriting it. And so I think people assume that they have to be this like content machine that's constantly creating. But if you figure out a handful of things that are consistently working, repetition is not a bad thing. You consistently sharing in this similar way is not a bad thing. And it's not to say you shouldn't make adjustments. Like, for example, today I like had gone through and I was really looking at what was driving the most engagement, but also the most amount of followers. I wanted to know the answer for both, because while I want to reach more people and make sales, I also want it to be appealing enough that people are like, this is valuable. I want to keep paying attention. So I was trying to hit the best of both worlds. And I looked at my top performing posts over the last 90 days and specifically what was driving the majority of that. And so I took one that was in the top, we're talking like top three, and I posted the exact same hook. I used a different B-roll clip behind the hook, but like the back half of the video was identical. Like I didn't change anything. The hook was the same. The back half of the video was the same. One B-roll clip was different. And then I chose different music. And I specifically chose music that was trending right now. But the caption was verbatim the same. And like, it's been maybe 2 hours since I posted this. So while I wouldn't say this post is like viral, I would say in terms of out the gate stats, incredible. So it's reached less than 600 people. So it hasn't been pushed out a ton yet. But it has over 1,000 views. So that means, you know, almost half of the people are watching it at least twice.
I want to look and feel my best in my own skin. With Oak Essentials, my skin stays hydrated and glowy, no makeup required. Get a simplified skincare routine that boosts collagen production and leaves you with beautiful, healthy skin. Treat yourself at oakessentials.com and get 15% off your first order with code BOSSPROJECT15 at checkout. The moisture-rich balm felt like instant relief for my dry skin. It felt like a facial at a high-end spa. I also snagged the Awaken Body Wash. It contains lavender oil. Lavender oil soothes skin with calming properties. Most soap leaves my skin feeling dry, but with Awaken Body Wash, it's hydrated and smooth. If you're already obsessed with the best-selling moisture-rich balm, the moisture-rich body balm is the same intense moisture you know and love, formulated for a full body glow. Treat yourself at oakessentials.com. Get 15% off your first order with code BOSSPROJECT15 at checkout. That's 15% off your first order at oakessentials.com. Promo code BOSSPROJECT15. From luxurious skincare to meaningful self-care, you deserve it.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. I love that Indeed makes it easy to hire. We've had to weed through hundreds of applications in the past. We could have saved so much time if we'd used Indeed. In the minute I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/strategy hour. Just go to Indeed.com/strategy hour right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/strategy hour. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Now, of those, it has 21 likes, 27 comments, 5 shares, and 60 saves in just a few hours. You know, before I really figured out how to utilize this platform in today's era of Instagram, I wasn't getting saves ever. You know, I was getting okay likes. My comments were kind of non-existent. It wasn't really a thing, but I figured it out. And I figured out what was working right now. And once you figure out what's working right now and you're successful with it, you can utilize that again and again. And so that reel, the first time I posted it, probably took me 40 minutes to put together. This reel, the second time I posted it, less than 5 minutes. Less than 5 minutes. And I've already gotten sales from the post. 2 people have already made purchases because of that post that I posted 2 hours ago, like right when I woke up, from 5 minutes of work. 5 minutes of work to make $100 when I know that if it's proving that it's getting that traction now, it's going to keep getting traction for days, if not potentially weeks or months. Worth it. Worth the time and effort. So I feel like you have to strike a balance. In the beginning, everything's an experiment. In the beginning, absolutely everything is an experiment. And then I would say, as you move along, like, do more of what you know is already working and sprinkle in the experiments here and there. I'm the kind of person that's going to heavy experiment all the time. And so sometimes I have to reel myself back in and I'm like, why is the last 5 things you posted a gamble? Like, do something you know works, girl. Like, I don't know what you're doing right now. And I have to reel myself back in. So it is okay to continue to try things. But when you know something is effective and you know something will take active people and turn them into purchases, do more of what you know works. It's not that complicated. Now, on my stories, there's a couple things that are happening. I am consistently showing behind the scenes things that are happening in my life and in my business that just showcase personality. And that's totally fine. Most of those things, especially for colder audiences, are going to be the things that people gravitate towards to start a conversation. So if they've never talked with you before, and then you talk about a new recipe you made, it may have nothing to do with your business, but you've now started a line of communication where they feel comfortable just talking to you at all. So the next time they actually need something, you can continue that conversation. Now, I know some people don't like this. Some people are like, I don't want them to know anything about my life outside of work. Okay, you don't have to have it be directly about your personal life, but you do have to give people nuggets that are like non-controversial, like curiosity invoking, that are clearly not sales related. Does that make sense? Because you want people to be like, have more questions about it. It can't just be, you know, you smiling. Like, it has to be something that gets them to say something. You have to do something that's going to get them to engage in some way, because the more engagement you can get on something like stories, the more people it's going to show it to. Because stories are primarily going to be sent to your followers, and they're in those little bubbles at the top of your feed. You know what I'm talking about. But the more engagement you have with someone who hasn't seen your content in a while, it's going to continue to like bump it forward the more engagement you're getting, because Instagram is seeing that what you're doing is keeping people on the platform engaged, and they love when people message you, like love it. But here's the part that I think people miss. They may be doing those things to spark a conversation or maybe even get in front of people, but there's this huge hesitation around selling. And you can think that people know what you do. No, they don't. No, they don't. And like, no, they don't. Like, I'm not even joking you. My best friend, okay? She watches my stories every single day. Every single day. And I posted on my feed about something like exciting that had happened. And it was like, out into the world and real. Like, I had gotten press. Okay. So I had gotten press. I was featured in CNBC. Huge deal for me. And she texts me and she's like, oh my God, I had no idea. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Like, I posted about this no less than 4 times on my stories. I know you watch my stories every day. What do you mean you don't know? Like, and that's my best friend. So, like, and I'm not saying she's not observant, I'm saying that people are seeing so much content all of the time that they are not remembering all of these tiny details about all of these people. They're just not. And so the only way you're going to get things into people's head is when you are repeating yourself, like way more times than you think is necessary, like dozens, hundreds of times. But you can do so in a way that is sales focused, that is driving people to purchase. You can talk about your transformation. You can talk about results you've gotten for yourself or for your clients. You can utilize that to push people to take the next step. But don't just tell them to take the next step. Tell them what's there. Like, I have this program, it helps you accomplish XYZ, or I have this service, and this is what we're going to do and what it's going to help you achieve. Like, talk about the problems you're solving and what services or what offers or what mini courses or what digital products help people get those results. And then tell them where to find them, like with actual links, like give them the links. Don't have them go hunt down your link in bio or go to your website and click around and figure it out themselves. Will some people do that? Sure. And that's probably how you've gotten clients in the past. But if you want more clients more consistently, regardless if we're talking one to many or one on one, you have to tell them what is for sale. And I'm not sure where the hesitancy comes from, because every other area of business already does this all the time. But the moment it's about you, I don't know where this hesitation comes from. Like, think about like the furniture store down the street that sends direct mail to you. Are they going to send direct mail to you about, I don't know, promoting someone internally? I mean, maybe, but probably not. They're probably not going to spend their dollar bills unless they're going to tell you about a sale to come purchase their furniture from them. Or like a restaurant They're not just going to say, we're here. We're a restaurant. They're going to say, here's our menu. Here's how to make reservations. Like, you know what I'm saying? Even Target, like, is any email from Target not a sales email? Or is every single one a sales email? And are you weirded out by that? Or is that normal? I don't know why in small business we think we shouldn't be selling all the time. It is okay. It is a positive experience. And people will get value from the things that you're selling. Or you shouldn't be selling them. If they're not getting value from the things you're selling, then you shouldn't be selling them. But if they are getting value from those things, it is okay to sell every day. So sell every day. Sell every day. I can't repeat that enough. Now, if you wanted to take this a step further, I definitely think email is a positive next step. Like I mentioned, if I'm just maintaining it, we're talking one reel, 5 to 10 stories, calling it a day. If I want to take it further, email is my next kind of go-to. Now, for a very, 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 very long time, I only did one email a week unless we were in a promotion. Sunday. That was it. It was like my love letter. And it was almost always a value add. I very rarely was selling in it. I've learned my lesson. Okay. That's, I mean, love that. But also, it's okay to sell sometimes on a Sunday. Promise. You can pick any day of the week. But that was when I was showing up consistently. Now, at this point, 3 a week is the norm. I'm sending one on Sunday, and then I'm sending one about each podcast that comes out. So I'm sending one on Tuesday about the podcast, one on Thursday about the podcast. And that would be a normal week for me. It does increase to daily during a launch. But I write these emails like typically in a batch. So on social, I'm kind of doing a day at a time, and I'm okay with that because we're talking about less than an hour a day. Sometimes it's 5 minutes. Sometimes it's 10 minutes a day. I only said an hour to make it feel like doable for you guys. But truly, sometimes my marketing is 15 minutes a day. Okay. But with email, like this is a way to expand. In a way to nurture in another location. And so you can kind of bump up what you're already doing by adding that in. But I was specifically saying I batch email writing. So I typically write a week and a half at a time altogether. And I find that I can really condense that down. And that used to take me a long time. So the reason email is not necessarily where I would start is because you need to get used to writing. And writing for social is going to make you much better at writing for email because it's the same process. You still have to hook people. You still have to give them a reason to listen and then tell them a story and carry them through and then call them to action. And so you can use the same format almost exactly from your Instagram to email. Sometimes I send the same post, rinse and reuse people. The same caption may turn into an email verbatim, and it still works. Wild, I know. So I will batch the emails. The social posts I'm doing in real time. But if you wanted to batch the social posts, I wouldn't get too far ahead of yourself. You could make, like, you could write all the captions, or you could even take a few days and make the reels and keep them in your drafts. But I try really hard to not pick sounds until I'm like about to post it. Like within 24 to 36 hours of posting. I try to use relevant sounds that are trending right now. Do I think it ultimately totally matters? Not necessarily, but it is consistently working for me. So why would I change something that's consistently working? You know what I mean? Also, I think it's much easier to find new music this way than to go like search for a mood. Like, I think it's so hard to like make a video and then go try to find a sound that fits the mood. I think it's so much easier to find sounds and then write the post to kind of go with the mood. Personally, but you can find your own rhythm. That being said, like, what do you say? How do you hook people? What does it look like? How do you get people in the door? How do you transition? How do you call them to action? Like, what is the actual funnel like? I wish I could give that all to you in a reasonable amount of time in a podcast episode, but it's way too much to cover. And frankly, I need to show you visuals. Like, I need to actually walk you through what buttons to push, show you examples, diagrams, those kinds of things. And so because of that, I have put together a class, and it's inside Instagram Profit Playbook. I'm walking you through how I structure my captions. What do my hooks look like? How do I structure those hooks? Like, how do I write copy that converts? How do I write copy that takes a cold audience and actually makes them purchase? I'm walking through all of that inside Instagram Profit Playbook. You can find out more at bossproject.com/playbook. But I wanted to showcase that in terms of maintenance, like, we're talking about an awareness platform, we're talking about a nurture platform, we're talking about posting one thing here and a handful of things over there and just doing it on repeat and not always creating something new. And I wanted you to feel how doable this is. And you can do it in the first 30 minutes of your day or the last 30 minutes of your day, but you doing it consistently and prioritizing it will be the difference in you just maintaining where you're at and you continuing to see growth. I want to see you grow. I want to see you hit new financial goals. And I know marketing is such a huge lever that you can pull, and I want to help. So if you have any follow-up questions to today's episode, or you have more questions about Instagram Profit Playbook, hit me up over on the Instagram app. You can find my profile by going to Boss Project at Abigail Says is linked there. It should also be linked below if I figure that out by now. And we'll go from there. I am rooting for you. I know you can do this. And I'm so excited about the results you're going to get by making this a priority.
Looking to elevate your brand without the headache? Join the Co-op, our creative template shop membership. With thousands of easy to customize templates, all crafted to seamlessly fit your business aesthetics. We make nurturing leads and driving sales effortless. We're talking serious impact and seriously simple creation. Become a member now at creativeshopcoop.com and transform your business today. That's creativeshopcoop.com. Hey, a few quick favors before you leave. I'd love if you'd share today's episode, send it to a friend who needs to hear it, and post on social. You can show us where you're listening from, your favorite takeaway, or why someone else should listen. Be sure to tag me at Abigail Says and at Boss Project so we can share it. Okay, second favor, to get podcast updates and all the behind the scenes news from Boss Project, I'd love if you'd join my VIP list. Just head to bossproject.com/signup to make sure I have all your contact details. Really love the show? It would mean so much to me if you'd leave a rating and review. It not only helps more listeners find the show, but allows us to bring on quality sponsors so we can keep bringing you this valuable content for free. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time.